Welcome back to the Point Blank Podcast. This week, we are going to be talking about creative outlets. I think they're really important for everybody to have.
Okay, what would you classify as a creative outlet? Because creativity and outlets, those are two things that are pretty flexible.
Well, so, I also think everybody just needs their own outlet. It doesn't always have to be creative. But specifically, like, I find the most stress relief in creative outlets. Mm-hmm. But there are people who like particle physics or something, and they find that very relaxing.
I think all outlets are quote unquote creative. Because like with particle physics or whatever, like they're still flexing their brain muscles in a way that that's like enjoyable to them, right? And I think you can find creativity in kind of everything. Just like with sports, creating like plays and stuff, you have to be creative with the plays that you use and whatever, right? So I think there's creativity in everything, but the outlets are just different for different people. So like, what do you do? What's creative and a creative outlet for you?
I used to read a lot. Now I don't prioritize it, and I should. But right now, and I used to love writing.
Yeah.
I loved writing books and stories. But now I just paint or watch YouTube. And sometimes for me, like, watching somebody paint on YouTube is just as therapeutic to me as painting myself. Because sometimes when I'm painting, I put too much pressure on myself to make something that looks good, and it just needs to be something. It doesn't, it's just me painting. It doesn't need to be a masterpiece.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you find that you paint, like, when you're stressed out, is that something that you turn to? Or being stressed out, do you not turn to it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I don't, when I'm stressed out, I kind of just need to sit and, like, stare at a wall.
Yeah.
I can't do something afterwards, because if I go into painting stressed out, I'll hate it, and I'll throw it around, and I just won't have a good time.
So it's not something that, like, you use as, like, a coping mechanism, but it's something that you use to kind of enrich the way that your life's going.
So, like, Monday night was my Friday.
Yeah.
And I let go of everything after about an hour of getting home.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, if I put on YouTube for, like, an hour or something, then I completely zone out, and then I'm just calm again.
Good.
And from that place, I can do something creative.
Okay, cool. Cool. What about you, Michaela?
I just write. And it used to be, like, years ago, all through high school, through middle school, it was creative writing and writing short stories and poetry. And now I don't have the mental capacity to do that anymore. So when I write, I'm just, like, word vomit everywhere.
Like a and stream of consciousness?
Yeah, and it's weird because sometimes it's about me, sometimes, like, it's a form of creative writing. It's not about me, it's just something that I'm making up. But as I'm going along reading, or, like, reading what I've written, I discover things that I've been thinking about and, like, things that are either bothering me or things that I'm happy and just kind of figuring out my life kind of thing.
That's really interesting.
So, yeah, like, just thinking about stuff day to day, I don't really interpret things in my life, I think, as they are, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then I'll write and I'm reading it back and I'm like, wow, this is how I feel about it. Like, this is something that's, like, either still been bothering me or, like, something that's important to me or that kind of thing. And I, like, I've tried, even just coloring and coloring books stresses me out too much, because if I color outside the lines, I, like, want to die. Like, it's a lot. And, like, painting, drawing, sketching, anything like that, I put too much pressure on myself to create anything like that, because ultimately I feel like somebody's gonna see it, whereas with writing, it's something that I kind of hold close to myself and nobody's gonna read it, kind of thing. So
it's really cool that you can interpret it after.
Yeah, it's weird though. Like, yeah,
I don't think that's, like, most people can't do that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
It's very insightful.
Well, because I don't think about it when I'm writing it, kind of thing. And then afterwards, I read it, and I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Things that I'm thinking kind of come out just when I'm not thinking about.
So do you find it cathartic because of that?
What does that mean?
Like, kind of like self-therapy.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's making me realize things.
It's kind of like calming in your mind.
Yeah. It's weird, and I didn't realize how much I needed to write until I started writing again, mm-hmm. which was, like, the beginning of this year or something.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I haven't written in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was for school or something, so, yeah. That's pretty much the only thing that I do.
You do makeup, too.
Yeah, I would say that makeup is a creative outlet for you.
Yeah, I go through phases.
Yeah, but that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, I cycle through everything I like to do. Like, yeah. Right now it's painting, but it might be, like, drawing tomorrow, or it could be coloring books the next day. But I also feel coloring books are very stressful to me, because I don't care about coloring outside of the lines, but I care about, like, not making it look like a masterpiece again. Like, I need to do shading and everything, and I'm not good at that. So if I'm sitting and watching a movie and coloring, I'm stressed out.
Wow. See, when I was growing up, I remember coloring with my dad, because he is a firefighter, used to work shift work and stuff, so he'd be home with us a lot. And whenever we'd color, he'd be like, what color do you want to be? Like, what color do you want the sky to be? And I would be like, well, it's blue. He's like, yeah, it's blue outside, but what color do you want it to be here? Because it can be any color. Mm-hmm. And, like, anytime I would color outside of the lines, he'd always be like, that's okay, because that's your art. That's not what they want you to do. That's mm-hmm. what you want it to do. So I, like, for me, I would literally just, like, scribble on a paper. Like, I'm not artistic at all. I am not artistic at all.
That's
but,
not
like,
true.
No, I, like, legit am not. Like, even, like, my hands are just, my hand-eye coordination's not great. And so I'm not. Like, I can't put things on paper. I can't put things on canvas. I'm just not, like, tactile.
You're not, like,
like that.
That's
and a, so.
But you are creative. Like, you're
good, I guess,
at
it, like,
videos,
but I'm not artistic.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I would say I have a creative eye and like an aesthetic eye, but I'm not. I know what when something looks good. I just don't always know how to make it look good, or I can't execute my vision in my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to draw a picture, I'll draw it, and you can see what it is, but it's, like, not a good version. You're like, oh yeah, that's an apple. It's not a good apple, but it's an apple. But my dad and I used to just color and draw all the time together. And
that's
I'd
cute.
Be like...
That's awesome.
Like, Dad, this doesn't look like anything. He's like, no, but, like, you made it. You gotta be proud of it.
I'm like, okay.
We'd hang it on the wall. But, yeah.
I guess I do makeup, but it's one of those things where I feel like I have to be in the right mindset to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not one of those things where I can do if I feel like there's better things that I could be doing.
Yeah. Right.
And that's, like, especially when I'm in school... When I'm doing anything other than schoolwork or research, I feel like I'm, like, wasting my time, or I could be doing something better than what I'm doing. And with makeup, because it, like, when I do my makeup, I take my time.
Yeah.
Unless it's just, like, 10 minutes for the day. But if I'm actually, like, sitting down to do, like, a look that I'm, or, like, experiment with something, it takes a long time. So that's a big commitment for me.
Yeah.
But I love doing it. I wanted to be a makeup artist for a really long time, and then I didn't. So, yeah.
No, that's fair. I think that's, like, a huge thing that prevents a lot of people from just, from using creative outlets or self-care or just really enjoying life, is the idea that, oh, but there's better things that I could be doing.
Or you feel guilty because, like, oh, I should be doing homework.
I should be doing
and maybe
that.
You should, but if you don't ground yourself, then you're not doing your
exactly.
best work at
exactly
school.
Like,
but that's
not,
so hard.
It's so hard.
It's why I stopped reading for fun, was because I should always be reading a textbook.
That's why
so
feel
hard
too.
But then but if you don't give yourself the time to do the things that actually give you life, you're gonna be running on empty, right? Like, you're not gonna have anything to give anymore. And I think so for me, this, like, goes back to my faith, because for Christian's perspective, like, God created the earth, God created everybody, God is a creative God, and that's, like, a huge thing that is, like, talked about, is how God is creative, and humans are created in the image of God, so that means we're creative, and so in, like, the Christian faith, it's very important, at least in, like, the churches that I've gone to, it's very important to, like, flesh out that creative side of you, because it's something that God has given to us, and not necessarily to other, like, creations, like animals and stuff, and it's, like, part of the soul. And so I'm a firm believer that, like, your creativity and your passions and the things that excite you, like, you need to spend time on those things, because that's literally your soul, and that's what makes you up into who you are. And so, like, prioritizing writing or prioritizing painting or giving yourself a safe space to do that and not feel the pressure or the need to do other things, like, it's important for you, or otherwise you're going to burn out and just be working all the time and literally be miserable because you're not creating, which humans were designed to do, is create, right? That's our viewpoint on it.
I really like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So what else, like, what do you do right now in your spare time?
I literally don't do anything. I know, I'm like, just saying all that, but I think it's, like, and it's interesting because I'm kind of at the point right now in my life where I don't feel any, like, creativity at all in anything across the board, and it can kind of, it shows it. Like, that's why I'm so stressed out. That's why I'm so, like, my mind's all over the place. That's why I'm, like, blah, is because I'm not taking time to do anything. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the kind of person that I never really grew up having hobbies. Like, I don't have hobbies. I don't have interests. I don't have, like, quote-unquote skills. Like, I'm not really, like, you're artistic. Like, you have those things. I'm just not, right? Like, I just never did anything or don't really have anything. So it's very hard for me to know what to do when I have downtime. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of end up doing nothing, and then I just am not refreshed afterwards. So I'm trying to figure it out, but I don't know.
So what do you do? Like, do you like watching YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you like watching,
I just, like lay on my couch and watch things, which is good, but, like, there's so much more to do that would actually, I think, be enhancing and enriching my life. Whereas, like, YouTube's good and Netflix is good, but I just know that if I was doing something else, it would be helping me advance more, you know?
But that doesn't mean you're going to be, like, settled from it or calm or
feel joy. No, it's true. I think like being outdoors is something that's really good, but that's not necessarily, like, creative.
No, but that can be your outlet.
But, like, being outdoors or even, like, lifting weights and stuff, like, working out is a huge one for me. And the moment that I stop doing it, like, everything about me, like, I'm more insecure, I'm angrier, I'm more anxious, and it's crazy because it's not, like, so it's, like, sometimes Jacob will be, like, do you need to go to the gym? And, like, it's very easy for me to be, like, what, you think I need to go to the gym? Like, you don't like how I look? But it's actually, he's recognizing, like, you need to move your body, like, you need to do something because you're really stressed out right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go, and I'll be, like, oh, everything's better, the world's beautiful, life is great. So I think for me, it's just, like, moving and being outdoors is, like, the thing that fuels me, kind of. And so when I don't do that, when I sit inside and just watch TV and stuff for extended periods of time, it does the complete opposite of rest me. But I'm so tired, I'm like, but I just want to lay down. So it's hard to find the balance.
Do you go hiking a lot in the summer?
I can't really since my back. So I, like, go for walks. But even walks, like, I can't really walk for longer than, like, 30 minutes without being in really, really excruciating pain. And so I need to rest. So I'll go for walks at, like, Mill Lake or along the Mission Rivery thing or places like that where there's, like, stops where you can sit. And then I'll try to do hikes, but I'll just, like, be in pain for a couple weeks after. So it's worth it, though, because it's so beautiful and I, like, feel so good emotionally and, like, spiritually after. But, oh my gosh, I'm just wrecked. So
that's interesting to me.
What is?
Just all of it.
Yeah.
I want to be one of those, like, I feel accomplished after going to the gym, but I never feel that, like, euphoric joy.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to me when other people, and a lot of most other people who go feel that, but I don't get that out of the gym. I used to feel it when I was, like, doing Zumba because I like dancing and stuff.
Fun, yeah.
And I can't just sit at a gym. It's really hard for me.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing something else, like, I loved playing softball and soccer because there was, like, a game element or there was, like, a point.
Yeah.
But I also loved doing dance because it was fun and pretty.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like, when I go to the gym, and before when I was, like, trying to lose weight, I would just go to the gym and I'd literally go on the treadmill for, like, 2 hours. And after that, I'd be like, oh, that's such a waste of time, I'm so tired, whatever, whatever. But now that I'm focusing on, like, lifting weights and finding strength and becoming stronger, it is so much fun because it's so cool to actually do something where you, like, I don't know, are getting stronger. And it's, like, the same thing with volleyball. Like, I loved volleyball because I was like, I'd be tired after practices where we would have to do so much freaking work, but, like, you're getting better at something you enjoy doing, mm-hmm. right? Whereas just, like, walking or running on a treadmill, you're like, I'm just walking and it's running. A little like, monotonous. I can't really get, I mean, you can get better, but you can't really, like, get that much better, mm-hmm. you know?
Exercise is exercise, and, mm-hmm. like, everybody needs it, and I should be getting a lot more of it, mm. but it's just not that way.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Megan, on that, in that I can't just go to the gym and work out. Like, I'm sure I could, but I am much more inclined to play some kind of game. And, like, I played volleyball for over 10 years, I want to say. And it was more of, like, a stress reliever, like, mm-hmm. anger reliever kind of thing. Because, like, there's nothing that makes me feel better than hitting a volleyball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, nothing. Because, like, I'm not going to break it, so...
Yeah.
Like, it's a safe like thing to do. Yeah, just, like, exactly. And even with, like, coaching, too. Like, it's a complete stress reliever because I'm not focusing on anything to do with myself. Mm-hmm. When I'm playing, I'm focusing on the game. Or when the girls I'm coaching are playing, I'm focusing on them and focusing on the game. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a distraction for me.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
I used to get really... I'm very, very competitive, but, like, when I played sports, I would, like, build up all of this anger, and then, like, the only way to let go is, like, play harder, and I would have to, or I would walk off and be angry.
Yeah.
I'm very competitive, but after, say, like, a rally's over and we have to, like, pass the ball to the other team or whatever, like, mm-hmm. that's where I'm like, all right, here.
Yeah.
Or, like, after the game, I'm like, good game. Like, after yeah, it happens, totally I'm like... completely fine.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like part of being an adult and like respecting the people that you're playing, because like when I was in middle school and early high school, I definitely wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. Like I would get so mad, or like if I did something wrong, I would like hold it in forever. Mm-hmm. I would like hold grudges against girls that are 15 or like 14 years old. And now it's like, yeah, I can be competitive and everything during the time that I'm playing, mm-hmm. but you have to let that go afterwards, yeah, right? You can't do something that is going to make you feel better and then let it make you feel worse.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
What's something you want to try? What's something that you wish you were creative at?
I wish I was musical. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I, like, I've tried to learn to play the guitar so many times. Like, yeah. I've gotten people to try and teach me. I've watched so many, like, videos about it. I got a guitar. I, like, but I just can't. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, I just, my mind doesn't work. I have a really hard time remembering things. Mm-hmm. And so languages and music is basically another language. So stuff where I have to remember things mm-hmm. is really hard for me. And so I just can't. I have such a hard time doing it, and I'm not, like, I'm not great at singing, right?
It's really hard to learn an instrument in your adult years, mm-hmm. because your brain is developed. Like, it's really hard to, like, learn new things.
I mean, you can do it, but it's hard. I played the flute for 3 years, but I didn't know how to play it.
Did you just fake play?
Yeah, I was in my air cadet band, and I didn't play a single note in all the parades we went to.
Stop.
But yeah, I played flute, quote-unquote, played flute for a really long time, and I never actually played a single note.
That's really funny.
So I'd literally just go like this. And it was so funny, because in air cadets, they used to, like, get you to play to make sure you knew your part. But for some reason, they never got me to play. I think it's because, okay, so I joined air cadets partly because my mom, or my grandpa said that if I got my pilot's license, he'd give me one of his planes, because mm-hmm. he owned planes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, dope, sick. But then also, I didn't have a ton of friends in, like, school, so I wanted to, like, make new friends, but literally got bullied so hard in air cadets. Like, I was, like, the nerd of the nerd. Yeah. So I think they just felt sorry for me, and they were like, she's safe in band. Let's let her, like, let's let her be here. But I literally didn't know squat. I know how to play Hot Cross Buns on the flute, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did learn something.
Yeah.
Could you still do it, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
My sister played the flute, and I practiced, because we did play an instrument in our school. I don't know if you guys did that.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
No. So, yeah, in grade 5 it started, mm-hmm. and then...
That's really cool. I wish my school was more like that. I've always wanted to be a piano player. I appreciate that. I have it sitting right here.
I wanted to chew that.
I really, really, really have always wanted to be a piano player, so my parents used to get, like, cheap keyboards, and I would try to teach myself the notes, and
yeah,
I could...
hard.
It's hard. I could play, like, I have this book of, like, really basic, easy Disney songs, and I could play those.
That's nice.
But reading the notes now, I wouldn't remember
it's so
any
hard.
Of them.
I used to have to, in band class, it drove my teacher crazy. We actually made her quit, unrelated. But
Jesus.
She used to cry every single class. Like, if you can't handle grade sixes, you shouldn't be in this biz, toots. Like, get out. But, I'm sorry if you're listening to this, ma'am. I'm very proud of you. I used to write, like, my notes because I couldn't read it. Like, looking at it, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So I used to have to do, like, No, that's how you tell the planets. It was like...
What?
There's a thing for it. It's something about fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Every good boy deserves fudge.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
That.
That's
so I used to write it.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, Fontana, erase that. Like, erase it. You need to learn how to read it. And I'd be like, I can't. Like,
yeah.
I can't. But.
I had to do that above all of my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could
one.
Try to do it on the piano, but it was hard.
So, yeah. So music and I don't get along. But what's something you want to learn how to do? Creative outlet.
My whole family is so musical, it's ridiculous.
Really?
Everybody is so musical, and I'm not. It's the same thing. I tried to learn guitar, piano, and I'm not coordinated in that way. Like, I can't focus on doing two different things with my hands.
Yeah.
I can't press some keys with my hands and then press, like, different ones and, like...
Yeah.
It's so much going on.
Strum the guitar and, like, hold
piano.
Whatever down. I can't, like... And I can't sing.
Well... That might not be true. We don't know. We haven't heard.
My mom thinks I can sing.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. In elementary school, actually, I did the talent show, and I sang Come Clean by Hilary Duff 3 years in a row.
I love that story so much.
Yeah. And also, for one of my auditions, I sang... Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Aww.
And my music teacher, I'm pretty sure, like, contacted my mom because I didn't make it through the talent show, and she was like, she's gonna hurt her voice if she continues to sing like
that. That's funny.
I could be making that up, but that's something that I remember, so that could be something that didn't happen.
No.
My mom will tell me when she listens
to this. We need this to be a fact.
But I'm pretty sure that was a thing where she was like, she's not singing properly, she's gonna hurt herself.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then Come Clean twice. Three times in the talent show in elementary school. And it was with the same girl. And the last year we did it, she said that she was gonna turn her mic off. And I got mad at her and said that we wouldn't be friends if she did that. So she didn't, and she sang with me. I don't know who let us sing the same song. But also, the last year... We had a new music teacher, and she was like, you can't just stand there and sing, because we would just stand there and sing and not move our arms, not move anything.
What, are you supposed to dance?
Yeah, so she was like, she's like, you gotta do something. So we're auditioning, and we're running back and forth across, running back and forth across the room, high-fiving as we pass each other.
Oh,
yeah, it was, so that's my musical talent there.
That's freaking funny.
Yeah, I danced once. Like, I took a dance class or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop when I was younger. I think I took a few different ones. And I liked it. My really good friend, she's been a dancer since she was 4 years old. And obviously, I just wanted to be like her. But one time when my mom took me to dance class, there was all the little girls that were just being, like, assholes to their moms.
Aww.
Like, typical dance, like, stereotypical dance girls who would just treat their moms like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, no.
That's
you're not,
so
this
sad.
Is not gonna be your future. So I don't remember being upset about it, not dancing, so whatever.
I wish I had done different dance. Like, I did Irish for 4 years. 3 or 4? I can't remember.
Yeah.
You wouldn't right now.
Absolutely not. I could, and I will not. I still remember a lot of them.
My God.
Yeah, my friend did Highland dancing for...
That one's cool.
Years and years and years. It's the same friend. and she brought me to her Bring a Friend to Class Day a couple times.
That's so cute.
So I know, like, a couple things, mm-hmm. not technical, definitely would fail. And I went to a lot of her dance competitions, too, mm-hmm. when I was young, so she danced, I didn't. But yeah, I wish I was musical. I'm not at all. Mm. I've so tried. Fun. I know, I've tried.
I'm very envious of those people who can just walk up to a piano, like those public pianos, and just, you know, bang one out.
My mom's like that. She can listen to a song and immediately play it on the piano. Sucks. It's so frustrating. Cool.
That's amazing.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, does she have, like, perfect pitch? Is that how she does that?
I have no idea. Oh, that's so cool. But yeah, she listens to a song and, like, as it's playing. Yeah, it's weird.
That's cool.
It's a lot.
Will your mom teach me how to play piano?
Probably. She tried to teach me.
I don't think I could retain it.
My sister plays, and she plays one of the Little Mermaid songs, I can't remember, over and over and over again. So that's good. And there's one Beatles song that she plays a lot, but everyone but me. Yeah.
But you're the writer.
Yeah, you can
write them songs,
just saying.
Oh. I couldn't write a song. I used to, when I was in high school and in acting and directing classes, I used to write my own monologues. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun. I really enjoy writing, like, scripts and monologues and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a directing class, I think, and when you took a class like that, one of the directing or script writing or stagecraft classes, you were just technically in a stagecraft or directing class, but you were put with an acting class. Ooh. So you were doing the directing and the stagecraft for all of all of the kind of exercises the acting students were doing. Yeah, so I took acting classes, and I also took like a directing class, and we each had, I want to say it was 10 minutes of fame or something. Mm-hmm. We were able to be in groups, or we were able to be by ourselves, or we just had to do something for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So instead of writing for anyone else, I just wrote my own monologue and did the costuming and the stagecraft for it and the acting for it. And I did that.
One-woman show.
Yeah. And then the teacher actually kept my monologue to use it with future students, so that's cool. Yeah.
That's fun.
It's my favorite thing I've ever done, probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
And in true Michaela nature, it was creepy, so that's always good. But yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest for somebody who's looking for some sort of outlet, creative or otherwise? Somebody out there sitting on
the couch. Try a bunch of things. Don't expect perfection. Because for me, I'll, like, try something once, and if I'm not perfect at it, I'll just give up, and I'm not gonna try it again.
I'm not for that.
Because I'm like, well, it's not gonna be enjoyable if I have to try for it. But, like, so I don't know, just try things. Tag along with what your friends are doing. Like, when I came over one time and we painted together, like, I would never do that on my own, mm-hmm. but then when I did it with you, I was like, oh, this is so nice. Mm-hmm. So, like, try stuff out with friends. Yeah.
Don't expect it to be perfect, mm-hmm. or you'll never touch it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But you also kind of just have to experiment and find what works for you and what you enjoy doing.
And it doesn't have to be expensive. Like, you don't have to join a class. You can go to the dollar store and buy a pencil crayon set and draw or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have to be crazy.
Get creative, folks. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We hope that you do something incredibly creative this week to make you feel better and, just give you some rest and excitement and whatever it is you may need. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next week. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Leave us a little review, comment, give us a follow on Instagram, do the things, all the things. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We will hear you, or you'll hear us next week.